From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard for Popular. I've been chastised in the break. Mr. Banks, take over.
Well, I've rested my case when you cut me and Rachel off at the beginning to make your...
No, I didn't. I didn't.
The man with the opinion and the buttons. Yeah.
No.
Anyway, what probably is the second most outrageous political story in the world today. Mm. It could actually be more outrageous in one way than the House of Lords in Britain. And this is about the Prime Minister's advisor in Turkey, who was at the wake for the 282 miners who've been killed or trapped in the mine in Soma in Turkey, who actually ended up kicking a protester on the floor. This bloke had been knocked out by the police, and this bloke, this Turkish Prime Minister's aide, actually started to kick him and was filmed. How can this happen in the world today? How can a politician sink so low?
I don't have an answer to that because I
don't either.
I totally agree with you. I thoroughly agree with you. This man should be instantly stripped of any public office and never be allowed back in again.
I think that's right. And if I could say his name, I would.
What? Yusuf Yerkel?
Yeah, it was a bit after that I couldn't say.
Oh, yeah.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan's... that's the name of the Prime Minister.
Yes.
Recep.
Yes.
Well, Recep, how's about a reset on your advisors?
I quite agree.
Yeah, because isn't there a turtle called Yerkel? Oh, no, that's Yertle the turtle.
No, right. And then the Prime Minister, the numpty, was going on about how, you know, these things happen everywhere. And he quoted the UK from an accident that took place in 1890. Now, what the hell has that got to do? Pardon my French.
How relevant.
I mean,
he's read his wiki, hasn't he?
Well, either that or it means the Turkish technology used in the coal mines there is from 1890, in which case you should be chucked out as well, Mr. Prime Minister.
Yeah, chuck them all out.
Get rid of them.
The canaries. Absolutely. Think of the canaries.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, he's probably still got those, right? I quite agree. Let's move on to a lovely story. Actually, I've got an idea. Prime Minister for the world, Tony Blackburn.
Sir Tony Blackburn. I love Tony Blackburn. I've said I love you, Tony Blackburn, on air before, and I'll say it again. I love you, Tony Blackburn.
We do.
And I are Facebook friends, and I love him.
He's a nice man.
He's
an all right geezer. Most people sort of go, oh, he's number one of these DJs. No, Tony is so clever, and he's probably going to kill me for this, but the one thing that Tony manages to do is recreate himself on a regular basis.
And so does Madonna, and look how long she's lasted.
Well, yeah, well, Tony's a mere 72 years old now.
He invented the reinvention.
He did. And so many times in Tony Blackburn's career, if you don't know who we're talking about, look him up on the interweb, because he is the past master at being in touch with the audience at the time that he joins the microphone. And he's gone through so many phases, out on the offshore radio stations, coming into BBC Radio 1, getting chucked out in the end because he made a little bit of a mistake. Then he clawed his way back by actually being a DJ in campus clubs at the student unions and the like before he came back into radio. Then he goes on to television down in Australia doing Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. Everybody then loves him to bits, and it was Debbie Flint who wrote the song. Sorry, Debbie Flint wrote the song about Logtastic, which he recorded, which was his strap line in the jungle, which I had the privilege of helping engineer some of the bits. And Tony just gave all the money to charity. Didn't want a penny of it.
I would like to knock Tony Blackburn very much, but I have to say, what? Out of all the people, his peers,
yes,
like Terry Wogan and Ken Bruce, he probably does shine. The problem is, going back exactly to where we were before, the BBC, what Tony manages to do is recreates on a regular basis the anodyne blandness that the BBC offers the world as entertainment.
Rubbish. He's in tune. He's in tune.
I feel hurt on his behalf.
He's in tune. Now, that's a contradiction in terms, Lee, because what Tony does is he is in tune with what the audience wants. He's not one of these people who goes, excuse me, you... Actually, I met a DJ not that long ago, and I was asked if I would help him with a bit of tech that he'd left behind at home. And yeah. I said, OK, so what are you doing tonight? So I said, is that all the music you want? And he said, yeah. So I said, but you know, it's a nightclub. And he said, no, I play what I want to play when I'm booked. I won't have anybody tell me what to play. And I thought, you arrogant pillock. And to be honest, a lot of people on BBC Radio 2, most of which have gone now, were arrogant pillocks.
So arrogant anodyne pillocks.
No, they were just arrogant pillocks. They were going,
They didn't choose the music for the show.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure that
Are you sure they didn't influence the music?
They don't have an MD picking the music?
No. Don't they have dealios going with record companies and stuff?
They have a bit of that. It's a bit sort of more 50-50 at Radio 2. Radio 1 tends to be more controlled by the music director. But with Radio 2, there is a lot of specialised, boring, anodyne programmes where they go, sing something simple. And I won't say what we used to say.
I used to love that.
It's rubbish.
It reminded me of my friends.
It was rubbish then, and it's rubbish now. And they have
what
these.
Is that now?
No, but they had these singers trying to sing a Beatles song. What's that all about?
Isn't that a bit sort of 1924? What's up with that? I don't understand.
People singing it. And I'll tell you the other problem. What you're saying is that everybody who works on Radio 2 then has this mad, passionate love affair with the drumming monkey.
What drumming monkey?
I can't remember his name. Phil Collins.
But they don't play lots of Phil Collins.
They play Don't be dissing Phil in my presence.
No. I won't tolerate that at all.
No.
Not when you get a Cadbury commercial with a gorilla playing in the air tonight.
Yes.
Ever diss Phil Collins. That dude brought a carousel to Australia, which is no mean feat because it's a very long way and that would have taken several aircraft and lots of trucks.
Yes.
But please don't diss Phil in my presence. I will not tolerate that.
What? Phil Collins? You like Phil Collins?
Yes.
I love him. I love him so much. And his daughter.
Collins.
His daughter is beautiful.
Rach, it's me and you against Lee. Oh, yummy.
Let's get him on a pike.
He's the most boring singer who's ever walked this earth.
Hang on, Rach.
A load of rubbish.
Rach, are you ready? Rach, are you ready? Just for you. In the air tonight, right in the middle. And it's just, it has to be played at 90 decibels.
Exactly.
Thank you.
In your car, so that the windows vibrate and your bottom is vibrating.
Yes.
Things are jiggling there.
Yes.
Fantastic.
That doesn't even perform.
That's art. That's art.
Chirpy, chirpy, chick. It's better than him.
Uncle Eric. Yes. Fade him.
I will fade.
Don't you dare fade him because of the singing monkey.
That's propaganda. It's art.
It's Putin.
That is
propaganda.
Art.
All is phony.
It's art.
It was Bob Dylan.
It's art. Phil Collins in the air tonight.
Phil Collins is art. Phil Collins is the worst crime ever perpetrated on mandom. It is disgusting. All he's ever written about is the fact that his wives keep leaving him. And Phil, you should be asking yourself why they keep leaving you. Because you're boring and he can't sing and he can't play drums.
He can.
So is Bob Dylan. He's boring as heck.
Boring.
So are the Beatles. So are the Stones. Yawn. And the worst is Hawkwind.
Oh, no. Oh, there's a limit to a couple of Hawkwind tracks that are
blue yonder, because I am coming back to get you.
No, anyway, that's a long way away from Sir Tony Blackburn. How did we get there? I don't know. Anyway,
we love you, Sir Tony.
We do love you, Sir Tony, and we
it's Tony, but get off the air.
Stop
it. Hair on.
He's got more air than you.
More famous than Frank Sinatra.
I don't know about that. Uncle Lee's got a lot of air, but it's just hot.
Well, that's true. Anyway, we wish Tony more years at the helm of a studio somewhere. Good on you, mate. For somebody at 72, I'm quite sure that Tony's a very astute man and put some money away. I'm sure he doesn't have to work so hard now, but he does it because he actually enjoys being with the audience. And that...
He does.
And that...
Be closed again.
We'll turn the stupid thing off.
Can you tell them you're busy? Don't they know not to call between stupid and stupid
I know what it is. You know what it is? That's Tony Blackburn about to chastise you.
No, I am now publicly going to smash my phone. There you are.
Done. Again. Right.
Yes,
exactly. You'll get in trouble. That bloke Wales, that geezer, the one that started off Wiki. I'm not saying the whole thing. I'm not giving it an advert. Wiki man says it's astonishing. The new Google ruling, which will force Google to remove search results, as have been described in a court this week. And I have to say, I'm a bit 50-50 on this one, to be honest, because the European Court of Justice ruled on Tuesday that an individual could demand that irrelevant or outdated information be deleted from their results. Now, I can understand that if you had, say, we'll use Rachel as an example. So,
lovely.
Rachel gets a divorce 10 years ago. And no, I'll make it longer than that. 20 years ago. No, that's too young, isn't it? That's too young.
But it's supposed to be false. So,
20 years ago, Rachel gets a divorce. But the numpty ex of husband of hers insists on keeping a picture of her and him on the interweb because he's just trying to wind her up. Now, in that circumstances, that content to me is out of date. There's no reason on God's earth why that shouldn't be removed. And I think Google should just, do as they're told, as far as that's concerned.
And I think my ex-husband might have psychological issues if he still wants a picture of the two of us
There is that to it as well. But the free speech people are jumping up and going, that's internet censorship. No, it's not. It's being respectful.
Fact versus fiction.
Correct.
Well, yeah, the problem with this story is, and I've never, ever... particularly agreed with the Wikipedia founder, because I have as much respect for Wikipedia as I do for Phil Collins. But now what's actually happened is that they are now going to force Google to remove the history of the world from the biggest information providing highway there ever has been. They're going to start removing historic things. Yes, if it's absolutely wrong and fallacious, then yes, it needs removing. But if it's simply the facts of what they're saying, that after 10 years, like Rachel's divorce should be taken off there, it shouldn't be taken off there. Rachel is a new star. She's been a star in the past. She's a new star. There is public interest in her. Right. And anything that's happened in Rachel's life, Rachel's very honest about how her life's progressed and how it looks at. Those things should be there just as they are kept in the archives of newspapers and BBC and else.
I hear that, Lee. I hear that. But the trouble is, people read the interweb and they believe what's on there. Now, there is, websites up there that have got outdated laws on them.
Of course there are, yeah.
Yep. And so I think it's quite right for somebody to go, oi, that's outdated. Nobody's looking after that website anymore. It shouldn't be on Google because it's actually misleading the public who believe them.
Absolutely. And it, and if it is something which is an out-and-out lie or a personal attack with no foundation at all, then it should be removed. But when it's when what they're talking about now is I don't like something that was said about me when I insulted that glorious Irish singer whose name escapes me, and I was all sorts of mayhem fell upon me because of Daniel O'Donnell. I'm talking about.
That's all right. You can do that.
Yeah, well, all I said was Daniel O'Donnell is so middle of the road, he should be run over.
Yay!
The attacks that have been perpetrated against me since I wrote that by Daniel O'Donnell's Blue Rinse Brigade fans, I would not have those attacks removed from the internet, because what I said was my personal opinion, and I just witnessed what he does as
But that wouldn't be... That doesn't qualify.
That remain on there.
That would not qualify under this new law, Lee. That's not what it's talking about. That is your words, your story, that if you decided that you had changed your opinion to the degree where you didn't want your former opinion to be publicly available, then that law would cover you that way round, but not the other way round.
Yeah, but it's in the public domain. You can't take it out of the public domain if it's fair and accurate. And that's not what's going to happen.
No, that's not what they're saying. What they're saying is, if Rachel's got the picture up there of whoever with her, and she writes to Google and says, this is wrong, that's from 20 years ago, it should be removed, then I quite agree with Rachel at that point, it should be removed. That's not to say they would remove your comments that you made those years before. That's a completely different scenario.
Yeah, but what you're doing, you're saying that Google will act responsibly over this, and this is with the greatest of respect to Google. I'm not attacking Google for once either. This thing that's been created to get Google under control will cost Google so much effort and time and money to keep on top of this kind of things that it will be ultimately destructive, because any organisation would ultimately just say, look, anything that comes in and they don't like it, just get it off there. This is absolutely unmanageable.
But there again,
it's impossible to police. It's just impossible to police with any integrity. So, like Lee says, it'll be a blanket thing. If somebody complains, off it goes. Until you're losing information that maybe is credible and is correct, and that it's dangerous water. It's very dangerous water.
Mm. Exactly. But there again, there's another argument, Rach, that says, hang on a minute, Google make millions out of the fact there's content on the internet which they don't pay for. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's right and proper that somebody can question what they've got up on their internet, which they're making millions out of, or billions.
Of course it is. Of course it is. And that's where we fall onto citizen journalism, which, again, is something else which has been perpetrated on this world and has destroyed the veracity of what's on the internet, because you've got a load of idiots there who say, oh, I'm a journalist, I'm a citizen journalist, I can say what I want. Well, you can't. People who are in journalism have spent decades learning what you can say and what you can't say, and citizen journalists should be banned.
Well,
in the old days, we used to write in a little book and say, "Dear Diary."
Well, you know? There's that too. but Lee, by this, the nature of this ruling, effectively, the citizen journalist is called to task. Because I'll tell you what, once Google takes it away from their search results, nobody reads it, so they're not famous anymore, and they give up and go away.
I think that's a fair point, but then that goes back to the point that Rachel and I have just made, which is it's an impossible task to police with any integrity at all.
It's difficult. I wouldn't say it's impossible, because nothing is impossible, but it's
tricky.
It's very...
I hope they figure it out, though, because I think it would be a good measure, but, and I hope they figure out how to do it effectively, efficiently, and with some sort of integrity and fairness and even-mindedness.
Indeed. More bun fights coming up now, boys and girls. The worst car passenger is your partner.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
That's true. I agree, too.
Do you? Eh?
That's it.
We don't need to do that story.
We don't?
No.
But it says on here, according to this research done by Allianz...
I don't want to talk about those people.
Oh.
They're a very good insurance company.
Yeah, really nice.
They look after people.
If you missed the previous programmes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Rachel's car was stolen, ruined and wrecked, and Alliance are missing. Oh, come on, Alliance, get this thing sorted out,
yeah,
will you?
Get it sorted out. Give her a car back with a new body on it.
Yeah, just...
In 5.5 weeks, just write it off already and give me a check. I'll buy a new one.
When it gets to 9.5 weeks, you'll have something to complain about.
Look, Alliance, look, top tip for Alliance. Wash it, clean it out, just send it back as it is. She'll never notice.
Yeah, just knock a few of the bumps out.
Yeah, that'll do.
She'll see it. I really
will. Get her other stuff.
She'll see it. It looks like it's been through one of those compactors.
Really? Anyway, it would appear, and I can't believe this. This is too much for me to cope with. Men appear to wind up women more than the other way around. Oh, how stupid can you get?
Absolutely.
Not how it works in my house. You know Rob. Rob is the most even-tempered, and he just has this switch in his head. I don't know how he does it. It's amazing. But when anybody starts sort of ranting, even begin to look like they're going to rant or nag at him, he just goes deaf.
Does he?
And he just does what he wants, and he doesn't get rattled at all.
That's just years of being with you, dear.
But it's before that. Before that, I think it's the Italian ranting that went on in the household. You know, the big yelling and screaming and. He knows when it's aggressive and he knows when it's with love.
I think, Mr. Alliance, I think you should do your research again, because I just cannot believe that men appear to wind up women more than the other way around. I know what happens in my car. Slow down. Change gear.
Can I tell a true story about this?
If you want.
All right, then. This is a true story. I'll tell it very briefly because I have mentioned
it's another true story.
Absolutely. Who was that? It's another BBC bloke, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right, here it is. I'm driving down the road in my Bentley.
Was it dry or wet?
What, my Bentley?
No, the road.
The road was dry.
Okay,
it was
good.
A bloke walks out in front of me, and I didn't hit him. He flicked a V at me, which is
Was this daytime or nighttime?
This was in the daytime.
In the daytime. And was he wearing a high-res jacket or anything?
He wasn't wearing anything at all. He was as naked as the day he was born.
Right.
And he walked in front of me, and he decided that I was going to hit him. I hadn't slowed down because I thought, you cheeky monkey, what are you doing walking in the middle of the road in front of me? So I blew my horn at him, and he flicked another V at me. So I got out of the car to remonstrate with him, which is a good old Mancunian thing to do. While we were remonstrating, this other bloke came up to me and says, excuse me, mate, have you seen your car? And my car, my Bentley, is rolling off down the road.
That'll serve you.
Yeah.
Right? Don't get out of your car and start an argument with people. It's infinitely dangerous.
Yes.
So I had to stop remonstrating with this bloke to chase down the road after my car, which is really embarrassing in those circumstances.
It is.
I'd love to see the video. I'd have wet myself laughing.
I jumped into the car where my partner, Andrea, is sitting.
Mm.
And as I sat down on the driver's seat and put on the brakes, I said, why didn't you stop it? Why didn't you stop it? She said, stop what? I said, the car. It's rolling away. She said, oh, I didn't know since I was texting.
I love it.
I love that it's true.
Yeah,
it's
indeed.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, and I love this next story as well. A California young toddler was pulled away from his bike by a rather nasty dog, at which point the cat comes in like a Formula One car, splat, and he headbutts this dog. I've never seen anything like head down like a bull. And this dog runs away with a cat chasing after it. What on earth is going on?
I think the dog was confused because it goes against every natural law.
He does.
He really just thought to himself, this is wrong. I should be winning this battle. It's dog chase cat chase mouse. What is happening? And ran away very confused. Probably took some lithium.
Yes.
Maybe some Prozac.
Yes.
And had a bit of a lie down and a bone.
Well, absolutely.
Oh, these little legs in the air.
Probably. But did you actually hear the backstory of this, where how they found the cat in the first place?
No.
It was brilliant, because they were out walking and this cat started to follow them.
Ooh.
And so I think the little kid said, oh, can we have the cat, Dad? At which point, Dad did a stupid thing, said, well, if it follows us all the way home, then we'll keep it. Yeah, of course. So, and the cat just followed them home. And literally, that's how they got the cat in the first place. It walked all the way home.
I see this going badly later in his life when he starts dating women.
What, the cat?
Yeah. Clearly, this cat is really possessive of this particular person. And he wants to go on a date with a woman. This cat is going to launch at the woman and attack her. And she'll end up in the emergency room and he'll be dateless. He won't ever, right. and he'll turn into the woman with lots of cats.
Oh, and bless.
And he thought he got a claws into her. But yeah. the thing is, truthfully, I am an experienced dog and cat owner. I've owned plenty of dogs and plenty of cats. And I can confirm here exclusively that if there was ever going to be a fight between one of my cats and one of my dogs, the cat would always win.
Right.
Oh, our cat beats the absolute living out of Gordy on a regular basis, but really? Gordy's a bit of a pussy and he's a bit of a baby. And he thinks she's playing, yeah. And she's 8 years old and he's 2 years old, and so she's had several litters of kittens, etc. So she's got a lot of life experience on the dog.
Oh, right.
But she beats the snot out of him and he thinks she's playing and goes back for more because he's a little bit slow.
Rachel, the word is nose juice.
Yeah, I was waiting for that.
I need a whole glossary.
Yeah,
I really do.
I know. I had the same problem when I came here, Rach. Don't worry. Anyway, we're finishing off with the man in Colorado, a pilot, who luckily walked away unhurt after he ploughed his single-engine plane into his former house. Now, what...
Was his ex-wife living in?
I don't
what
know.
Was the purpose of destroying that?
Maybe he just didn't like the decor of the house that he once owned, and he
wanted a renovation.
Yeah.
It's a bit more dramatic than chopping your house in half.
Well, there is that to it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's absolutely a true story that this guy was flying his plane, and Brian then lost control. He was towing an advertising banner behind him, which is actually very, very hard work. And he ploughed into this house, which he used to live in. I cannot believe it. What a wonderful...
What are the odds of that happening in a place like America? I wonder what he was towing. Was it, what did the banner say? I hope it was something really ironic.
Dragonfly.
Dragonfly.
It said drag. Fly.
Well, apparently it's been classified as a one in a million case of serendipity. That's what they said. I mean, it's just...
Yes, I agree. That's weird.
Indeed.
Didn't it say deputy?
Yeah, stop it. See? Lee.
What?
Luckily, it's time to say goodbye.
I'm not finished yet.
Why?
Because I've got loads to say.
Well, are you going to be saying it to yourself?
All right, then. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, he sounds like the bloke who used to sit you in sweep. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Rachel, say goodbye.
Goodbye, Rachel.
Oh, was that it?
Yeah. We haven't got time. We're running out of time. Press the button.
Okay. All right, we'll see you next week, boys and girls. Same time, same channel. Don't forget, as always, if you want to get in touch with us, get in touch via your own station or studio@rti.fm. Or, of course, you can annoy us on the Facebook page, Radio, because that's where we like to get annoyed. See you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
From the heart of Europe to the world, Radio Tetris International. Online on Windows 8 PC, tablets and Windows phones.